Sup, the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah, episode 22, Future Bachelor, let's go. Rest in peace, Aretha.
We miss you.
Thought we had it going with this vibe.
This is a good one.
The moment I wake up.
Yeah. For me?
For you.
Thank
because you.
You
need it.
I do need it.
I need it for dealing with you, TBH. And wondering what dress to wear now. The kids loved her.
They love her. You'll stay in my heart and I will love you forever. And never we'll love you forever.
You're always in our heart, Nathan. Together,
together. That's how it must be to live with.
Rest in peace. Had to start off with a vibe. What's up, guys? Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 22. You met the show. I might sound a little weird. I'm a little sick. And also having to start on, you know, such a sad note. You know, Aretha Franklin was,
emo.
A legend. Sorry. I mean, I'm not even trying to sound emo.
Why are you saying sorry?
Well, because I don't think I'm trying to sound emo. I'm just a little sick this week. So everything is going to sound emo.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man. But, I know. But, what's...
you just responded to this
When you're not here, I just play my own sound effects and talk to myself.
Oh,
and it makes
goodness.
It... Yeah, I know. But, let's start off real sad this episode. Hopefully we're a little back on the rails. What's been going on? How are you? Hey, I actually want to start off with shout-outs. Can we do that?
Ooh, we're not saving... We're going to start them
I want to start with shout-outs because last week I wanted to shout-out my homie, Simple Man Andrew.
You did.
Shout-out him.
On the outline.
Yeah, last week I just moved in. I'm still kind of moving in, and because of the move, I think that's why I'm getting
also
sick.
Also, the beers probably didn't
help
us.
Yeah, the beers. Yeah, I don't want to blame the beers too much, but
blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, good old school song. Bring back. But yeah, we got Andrew Simpleman. He has these dope ass hair products. Make sure you go find him online. He's done my friends and stuff. He's the homie. He also owns Firehouse Subs over back up in Sandy Springs, and he hook it up all the time. So I'm very thankful for him.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, he's a really good guy. And then also, I want to shout out my homie Awkward John. What up, Awkward John? That's the homie, dude. He listened to the show, and I can't tell if I'm like excited or not. Like,
I can't tell either. This is gonna be fun.
I need you to bring the energy.
How is he feeling?
I'm not feeling good at all. She made me put on clothes and stuff.
I made you put on a sweatshirt.
Yeah, but you know, I had to turn off the air conditioning because you could hear in the last podcast. I'm hot.
Okay, well.
I got the fan.
I'm hot.
Well, I'm going.
You're cold.
All right, everything doesn't have to be a song here.
You go around like you know. Some Jonas Brothers throwback for the real fans.
No one knows that stuff.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Please write us a review if you do remember that song. Cite that specifically.
Please.
Or slide into our DMs.
If you put that on the Future Bachelor podcast playlist, I'm going to remove it.
Oh, my God. That's Burning Up is a great Jonas Brothers song.
Burning Up. You're lucky we had the Priyanka Chopra song on there.
This is an equal thing. We get to both. I started the playlist with the large majority of the songs.
Okay,
so like,
V. Shit. Okay.
Jesus.
So we got a lot to get in.
My shout outs?
Yeah. Oh, you want to do them at the beginning too?
Well, if you did your shout outs.
Okay, let's hear your shout outs.
Might as well, right?
What are we going to have for the end then? No shout outs?
I'll save my shout outs for the end.
All right, perfect. How was your last week?
Apparently,
you're a little high strung today.
A little bit.
I
am.
Yeah, she was just yelling at me before we started the podcast.
Now, what
else
is now?
Yeah, but you been good?
You know, last week was a trying week for me.
Yeah.
Had multiple mental breakdowns, but hey, still alive, but I'm barely breathing, you know?
Little foreshadow there.
But you know, I had a good day on this past weekend. I went Saturday, did a lot of day drinking, went to Dark Horse with my friends.
Oh yeah, sorry I didn't meet up.
Yeah.
I was gonna meet up
with you. You're at Jack's, and I was literally about to walk over.
Yeah.
And you were like, "Nah, man, everybody is going home." And then you said, "Actually," and you like went to like Smith's or something. And I was like, "Smith's? Is that where you're at?" And then you didn't reply.
Sorry.
So guess.
Yeah, it was a weird night. It was like one of those rainy weird nights, and I was about to go home, and then they were like, "Hey, there's a 1 a.m. comedy free comedy show
at Smith's."
Yeah, and they do it every week, and I love comedy, so I was like, forget it, I'll go there for like an hour or whatever, drink a beer, and it was really good. So I think I'm gonna try to go as much as I can.
Yeah,
it's a free show, good comedy too.
Well, so invite me next time.
All right, I think I told you I was there. So
you you did, but then when I asked if you were like staying there, you never replied.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, got brunch. Did the I saw one of our work friends, Jenna.
What's up, Jenna?
She works in Tampa. Her and her husband, Chase. Chase listens to us.
So. What up, Chase?
So,
those are the homies.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we have a lot to get into this week. We're just going to go through it
just
all because
I'm
not feeling good. I need to get out of here. I was sleeping before the podcast, and I'm going to be sleeping after the podcast.
Yeah, and I'm excited to leave. An incubator.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, so what do we got this week? Actually, hold on. Do we have any quick hits?
Yes, that we have quick hits every show. And they haven't gotten any quicker.
Okay.
Anywho's. So I guess since I was singing Jonas Brothers, we're going to bring it up.
Okay.
Nick Jonas and his family all went to India.
What's up, India?
Yeah. Half your heritage right there. Yeah. All went to India for a big Indian engagement party. My friends, actually, Sierra and Abby, I guess that's like a little shout out, tagged me in this tweet that was really funny. It's a scene from New Girl where Schmidt does like the whole Indian dance at the engagement party and everything for Cece, and it's like live footage of Nick Jonas at Priyanka Chopra's engagement party. And I was like, if this ain't true, like nothing is sacred.
That's awesome.
Because that would be amazing. I would love to see that.
Yeah, Cece's beautiful. I
love
that. I saw like a post from Priyanka, and she was like, you know, I've known these girls for like years, and you know, Nick shows up for 1 second and they're like all over him and all about him.
I mean,
him
like his name is Nick. He's Nick Jonas.
Yeah. So, that's cool. What else been going on?
Checking back on another couple known to our podcast, Haley, why did I write that? Halsey. I can't type today either. Yeah, whoops. I was an editor. That's fine. Halsey and G-Eazy were seen together. They're trying to work through things. They're seen together after the VMAs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The VMAs, I don't think either of us really watched them because it was also Bachelor in Paradise night.
Well,
and our priorities are straight.
Oh, yeah, I know. it's not like we have a VMA, future VMA Moon Man or something.
Yeah, future
but
Moon Man.
I heard last year that the viewership was the lowest it had ever been, and then they beat it this year with the lowest that they've ever had. Like, watch the VMAs.
I mean, it's on a Monday. It's ABC has like cornered the market right now with like, you know, Bachelor in Paradise and stuff. Like, they gotta, I guess they kind of, MTV like needs to like put it on a different, like, different day.
Yeah, and also like the categories just kind of seem ridiculous. Like, I don't know, like,
I mean,
it seemed like
VMAs
they were kind of
like always been just more of like a flashy show to me. Like, I mean, like, they don't really hold any true weight, you know. It's not like Grammys or anything like that, but it's just like,
I just don't think that they can pull the stops out anymore. Like, you know, it's just like,
but
the cool people don't want to be involved with
J-Lo
it, and you're just
put on like a killer
I heard she brought out Ja Rule and stuff.
Yeah, she
which
put
is
on
pretty
a
cool
killer performance.
I heard she was twerking,
dude. Yeah,
50-year-old
booty,
twerk.
That booty don't lie. She's got like one of the best. She's got like the OG best booty in the game.
Okay.
You know, back before, like, back when,
before,
like,
they were enhancing them.
Yeah, back before like big booties were like super in.
Yeah, she was like the first
she,
big booty.
She like had the big booty, and
oh,
she
yeah.
always has like, and
yeah, round now, of round of applause,
yeah,
for J-Lo. Yeah, man. Introducing the booty.
Yeah.
People that knew they liked the boot. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they didn't even, it wasn't even a thing until now.
Yeah.
And now she's all like, I've had this shit forever.
Because like that was like around the time where like big boobs was like the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
everyone was getting
like,
big
were,
boobs.
Like
Pamela Anderson.
You were supposed
and stuff.
To just, be teeny tiny skinny with huge titties.
Yeah.
And J-Lo just was always rocking like the good ass.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I as like, you know, like teeny tiny bit Latina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, do it, girl.
The little bit you have.
I
Here we go.
I'm also Italian. That's spicy white.
Okay. What else we got?
Okay. I mean,
there's so much stuff that we kind of like, what do we want to even talk about? Well, The Hills is coming back. Okay. I'm excited about that.
I mean, I'm not, because it's going to just be all the, it's all the trash people.
Like, yeah, you know, but like, those were the best
Heidi
people.
Heidi and everything. Yeah, but the people that like I like from The Hills already like are successful in doing their own things.
Like, I never really
Lauren
like
Conrad. I love everything about her. And then Kristen Cavallari has her own show that I watch now. Mm-hmm. And like,
I like both Lauren and Kristen, but I was always a Kristen guy. Always.
I could totally see
that. Oh my
God.
Are you serious? From day one of Laguna Beach, I was like all about Kristen Cavallari.
You were like, that makes so much sense to me.
Why?
She just seems definitely like, she's like, you know, party girl, super fun.
Oh my God. My future wife, I hope, is Kristen Cavallari. Like, or a version of her.
Just go talk to like Jay Cutler. Just go talk to him.
Yeah, no, I've been like kind of researching like their relationship, and they got kind of a crazy relationship too.
They do. Oh my God, they do. Well, yeah, because I always knew about it like from more of the Jay Cutler side, because Jay Cutler played on the Bears.
Yeah, so what is her show about?
Her show is about, so like they live in Nashville now full time. Mm-hmm. And she has her brand Uncommon James, and it started just as like a jewelry brand, and now she does like some home goods and stuff. She's also going to use like the store to sell like her cookbooks and other stuff like that. So it's all about like her running that store and the girls that she has running the store with her. So it's kind of like having like, you know, a new set of like 20 somethings running around in Nashville that she's like kind of helping to promote.
Oh, it's kind of like Vanderpump Rules or something.
A little
right?
bit, but yes, but like they actually work. Mm-hmm. And we're on Vanderpump Rules, they never work at those restaurants. Like, they just are walking around. Like, I don't think
I love Vanderpump Rules.
I love it too, but like they quite literally never work. And like Kristen Cavallari is like, "No, this is my company."
Yeah. Like, I can't afford for you guys to be jacks around here and stuff. So
yeah, Jesus.
So yeah, The Hills is coming back. I was a big fan of Laguna Beach. Like, that was like my era. Like, I remember when it premiered on MTV. I was like, what is? And I was watching The OC at the time. So it was like, it was promoted as being like the reality version of The OC. So
I remember that.
And then they made like The Hills, like the reality version of like Beverly Hills 90210. And then they spun that off into The City, you know, all that type of stuff. So big fan of the franchise. Excited about seeing that come back. Sorry, I could go all the way back to Steven and Kristen and Laura Triangle. Yeah, shout out to all my people out there that know, you know, the whole storyline. So there's a lot of history there. A lot of history. Damn. And watched a lot of them with my ex, so I have to shout out.
Oh, you just gotta shout out.
What up, Natasha? Okay, so what else we got going on? We got Nikki.
Let's talk about Nikki.
Oh gosh. This might be before we get into Nikki, why don't we talk about
what do we want to talk about?
Let's talk about Drake.
Drizzy. Oh, okay, so Drake went and visited this cute little girl in the hospital. Like, you know, her one wish for her birthday, she's like really ill, was, and like her birthday, she's in Chicago, her birthday was to see Drake, and he was in town doing like a concert and whatever that weekend. So he came by, and like she did like the Shiggy challenge and things like that.
She
and
was so cute. Like, the second he showed up, she's like, "Oh my God."
It's so, and like,
she was like shocked. Like, he was like, "Hey, what's up? You told me to come." She was just like looking at the camera, looking at him. And
I was like, "There you go, Drake."
Yeah. It really did give me a soft spot for Drake.
Yeah,
right there.
I'm like doing your soft shit again. Yeah.
He's like, "I canceled a whole show for you." Yeah. You're like, "What?" And I love how immediately she goes into like, she's like, "I'm watching," what did she say? She was watching on Netflix, that Archie show or whatever.
Oh, Riverdale.
Yeah. She's like, "I'm watching Riverdale. It's on Netflix. You seen it?" He's like, "I've seen a couple episodes."
I love Riverdale.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that was a cute little video. Drake really pulled through on that one.
That was good.
Also, I guess we can get right into Nicki.
Just hop into Nicki.
Nicki Minaj is kind of
spiraling. As we sort of predicted, she's not doing well.
Yeah. Last week she dropped her Queen album, and
Travis Scott beat her out.
Beat her out on his second week.
Yeah.
It was his second week of his album, Astroworld, and she became in number one and started freaking out. And there's been a lot of stuff like around it. So just to kind of talk about, she right now, as of this morning when I woke up, the news was that she's postponing her tour that she was in.
Like the entire tour.
Yeah, like the entire tour. It was going to be called the Nicki Hendrix Tour with Future, and it was going to be like a half and half.
That's like a big thing right now, like with like Drake and like Aubrey and the Three Amigos kind of thing.
Yeah, and Drake also went on tour with Future and stuff too. Yeah. So,
oh yeah, I remember that.
I don't understand why everyone wants to tour Future. I think it might be because
he's not good live.
Well, I feel like he has a following. He has a lot of good songs, but he's never gonna upstage you.
No,
so it's
no,
like
he can't.
Yeah. So pretty much. You know, they were saying that they were going to postpone the tour, almost like talks of canceling it because of low ticket sales all over. Like, you know, these arenas are supposed to house 20,000 people, and she's like selling between like 2,000 to 5,000 tickets.
Yikes.
And yeah, so it's not good. It's not looking good for Nicki Minaj.
When was this tour supposed to start? Do you know?
In a month? Within a month?
Oh
or something
God.
Like that? Yes.
Oh my God, that's so quick.
So now they're talking about postponing it to even maybe even next year.
Oh my God.
So it's not looking good for Nicki.
And she came for people at the VMAs.
I don't think she has any radio singles really on the way. You know, she did win an award for Chun-Li for whatever reason.
It's a good song.
At the VMAs, but yeah, what do you think? What do you think is going on with her? Like, I thought the demise of Nicki Minaj was kind of like when she broke up with Safari and started dating Meek Mill.
Oh,
and then
Jesus.
That kind of like all
Meek Mill is such trash too.
I think the beginning I mean Meek Mill is looking a lot better these days, but like that was the beginning of the end for Nicki because it was like he was doing corny stuff with like beefing with Drake and all that, and then she got involved and kinda had to stay out, but like, you know, had to say something.
She loves to stir the pot.
But ever since then, you hadn't really heard from Nicki Minaj. So it was like she kind
of
hit.
Album, I liked elements of her album Queen. I really did. But it isn't a good, I mean, it's just not a strong album with all the albums that have come out, especially in the rap game right now. And I think that hurts her. And like Cardi B just really like came out on the scene like really fast and hard. And
I don't think they expected her to.
No.
Like Nicki, I think, went on hiatus to have like fans in the public eye like forget about the whole Meek Mill debacle and all the negative stuff coming with
that. Yeah, and I think she thought that she's going to be able to like I mean, she has a loyal fan base, that's for sure. Like I know plenty of loyal
and she's like super
Nicki
confident
fans,
like.
But like I feel like she didn't think that people would also find other things to like Cardi B. Because, I mean, I'm a fan of both. Like, that's the thing. It's like, there's, like, people aren't like, I like Cardi, I won't listen to Nicki. Or, like, I like Nicki, I won't listen to Cardi. And I think she almost thought that she was going to, like, keep people away. Like, that people would be like, no, I'm loyal to Nicki. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to good music.
I mean, you know, I think Nicki Minaj didn't expect, like, everyone. She didn't expect Cardi B to come up like that, and she did, and Cardi's killing it in every aspect.
She
like,
is. She really, truly is.
The album she won. If you're putting them against each other, Cardi won, and it just sucks. It just sucks to see someone like Nicki like falls. Like, you know,
I know, because like I love, especially like some of.
Yeah,
like,
it's almost like
Nicki's
what you expect with like
stuff.
Something to happen to Drake after like you know the Pusha T stuff, but that didn't happen because Drake kind of like stayed quiet, and I think that Nicki's doing the opposite where she's responding
to
everything.
She keeps like calling people out, like she's calling out like Travis Scott, and like she just like keeps she just keeps like finding more reasons to beef. Like she like thinks that she could like build her brand off of beefing, I think, and I just don't really think it's working.
Well, I don't know, a long time ago I introduced Tekashi 6ix9ine to you, and she just did a collaboration with him.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even get him to perform with her on the VMAs.
Yeah, that's a good song, though. I do like
that. Oh, yeah, it's a good song, but, like, so his whole thing is about beefing and, you know, using, you know, trolling and all that stuff to, like, and I think she's kind of, like, going down that route because, obviously, it's working for him, but it's not working for her, I don't think. I don't think it's, like, her bag. She should be like a legend, like an icon by this point, where she doesn't have to do all this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's really about the music.
Yeah, she's been she talks all the time about how, like, all these, like, other guys are her sons and stuff. And, like, then the thing is, like, then she shouldn't have to be.
Yeah, so. Right now. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with Nicki. I don't know if there's anything that can really save her, though, at this point. Like, bring her back to that status. I mean, it was a time where Nicki was the thing, but, like, now we got a Cardi. You know, why do we need Nicki and all this negativity and stuff? Cardi doesn't act negative, like, you know.
She's genuine. She's real. She'll, like, be, like, whoever is, like, being who, like, whatever. But she's not out to, like, call people out unnecessarily. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then Nicki, everything seems, like, super, like, I don't know. like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, she seems like she's trying too hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think it's going to be good for her and stuff. But we'll see what happens with that. What do we have as our main topic?
I mean, we've got something that I thought was interesting. I feel like they can almost go together, just like about flirting as a dying art. And then also there's this crazy phenomena that happened in New York, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You had sent me this link, and it was like a Twitter like chain. Well, it was a thread of this guy talking about.
First of all, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He used phrases like fallopian fortitude. And I'm going to use that forever now. But he detailed like how he, you know, matched with this girl on Tinder, and like they were texting and whatever. And then like she said how she had all this stuff going on and that she could like text him like in 2 weeks when it was all over. She promised that she would like text him back
when she wasn't so busy.
Yeah, when she wasn't so busy. And like he's like okay, sure. And then 2 weeks later she
already at this time, like, you know, like most people with online stuff, you're kind of already a little
like,
weary.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're like, all right, she's probably
like, you're like, she's just gonna ghost, like, I'm whatever, like, I'm not gonna hear back from her. You go on living your life. He got like a text from her like 2 weeks later, mm-hmm, being all like, hey, inviting him to like some like set or like some DJ set or like
she's whatever. Like, yeah, my friend's DJing a party over here, will
at
you come meet me?
Want to come meet me by the stage, like, and then even texted him the next morning, which this is like a big thing with me, like, you got to confirm the plans and be like, hey, like, it's gonna rain but it should be good for our date later, like, see you then, like, meet me by the stage, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay. And like, so he goes and he sees all these people by the stage in the park, and like, he's like looking for her. He just waits by the like stage like he was told to, and like sees some girl get like walked in, like, she's in like sunglasses with
security,
two big like bodyguards, and he's like, okay, that's her, like, what the heck's going on? And like, then she goes up to the stage, and whatever.
By this time, like, a crowd has already gathered.
Yeah,
like, in
so
front
he's,
of the
but
stage.
He's saying, like, you know, it's like whatever for like the DJ. The DJ's playing, mm-hmm, everything's, you know, going on. And so then she goes up onto the stage, and she says, like, you know, I know you guys are all on Tinder, and you're like here for me, like, whatever. So like, she did this same, like, sent the same text, because like people replied to like his tweets showing like their exact same texts and like whatever with the exact same wording,
yeah,
that they got from her, like, and like being like, I was victim number 285, bro. But like, she then like pretty much asked them to, like, you know, do like these different like events, like different like events or whatever.
No, he said
to,
like, Hunger Games style,
yeah, Hunger
thing
Game
where
style,
like for
like,
a
to,
date for her
to, yeah, to get on a date. And like, she just like did this, like, she was like nobody specific. I think he said that when she, we went to her like Instagram profile, like, she's like, you know, like an influencer,
yeah,
like, but like low level influencer kind of person, but like did all this, like, just carried out this with like multiple, like, same.
I mean, she only had like what, 3,000 followers or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so,
but like,
enough to be like, why is he
like hundreds of like guys out there?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. I think it's only a girl could do that. I don't think a guy would have to be like amazingly good looking to be able,
like,
to pull like hundreds of girls to come out on stage,
like what the.
And then they actually did proceed to like try
some
to date
of them,
her.
Yeah, this, yeah, guy who like the main thread that went viral, he like went home. Mm-hmm. He was like, not man. Which, like, respect. But like, yeah, people like legit, these dudes like legit went out and like did whatever weird ass.
They got,
like,
catfished.
Yeah.
That's catfish 101.
That's so wild to me. Like, that is like the most ridiculous. Like, she like pretty much like set up her own.
I think it's good marketing.
Like, she set up,
it's great marketing.
She set
part.
Up her like own bachelorette event. Like situation. But like, she's not even like.
We should do that.
Oh my god.
That'd be sick.
Oh my god. But it was just wild to me, because like, that is like so fascinating that like people in this day and age like will do something to that degree, being like, it just like, and that's where the whole fallopian fortitude came in. It's like, she was that entitled,
saying she has like balls or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like that entitled to like be like, oh, all these people are gonna come and they're gonna fight for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
I know.
Wild.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you got people getting catfished left and right these days. You know, online can be such a place where you can fake so much, and you know, it's hard. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like like people, you look at them and they're like, all right, they're stupid for falling for that, but like, anyone could really fall for something like that. I feel like
I mean yeah.
I'm not online dating enough, I don't think, to really
me neither.
I'm like always kind of sketched out about people anyways, like just people, normal people anyways,
just people.
So if a girl was like, hey, like already acting like, and he was like older too, so he's like, what is my old ass doing here, like, you know, type thing. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, like, I'd be interested to hear some like of some like different catfish stories from like Tinder or something. Have you ever, do you use Tinder?
I used to be like on most of the apps.
Now you find them easily, right? In normal life.
I mean, yeah. In the wild, yeah. as Girls Gotta Eat, mm-hmm. one of my favorite podcasts has, In the Wild.
In the Wild.
In the Wild, yes. No, but actually, somebody used my photos and stuff to create a profile and, like, I guess catfish other people.
Really?
Yeah, so I had a guy add me. So, like, my Instagram handle and my Snapchat handle are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think whoever was impersonating me just assumed that they would be the same and told whoever they were messaging to add them, me, on Snapchat. And I guess, like, she said something to the degree of, like,
I already have you on Snapchat.
Well, no, like, she said something like how, like, that he should, like, send, you know, something, like, lewd. Like, some, like, but he didn't. I get this, like, you know, ad on Snapchat from somebody, and I thought it looked like maybe the little, like, Bitmoji or, like, the name or whatever looked like somebody I thought I maybe knew from work or some sort of situation like that. I was like, wait, is this who I think it is? And I opened, like, the Snap, and he was just, like, this guy that I had no idea who it was, and he was like, hey, and I was like, hi, do I know, like, I think I, like, I was like, hi, do I know you? Have I ever talk to you? And he's like, yeah, we've been, like, messaging on Tinder for, like, the past however many weeks.
Oh shit.
Or, like, whatever. And I was like, no, we have not. And he's like, is this you? And he sent me, like, a picture, like, the profile, and it was, like, one of my pictures had my name, I think my age was not correct, and it had, like, some sort of, like, it was based out of, like, Noonan, Georgia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever. So I was like, yeah, no, that's my pictures and everything, but that's not me.
Wow.
I'm like, that's not me. I have not been messaging you. I felt bad for this guy.
Was he cute?
No. Not really. He wasn't my type. He was like a little nerdy guy. I felt bad for him because, like, he was like, yeah, I've been messaging her for, like, a long time, or, like, whoever it was, and, like, I, like, you know, like, liked her and everything.
He's
like
trying
that.
To, like, get you to like him. He's and like, I found, like, the real one.
I'm so sorry. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. That sucks. Could you report, you know, that profile?
Damn.
Could you report that profile for me?
That's crazy.
He did. That was nice of him. But yeah. And, like, people are like, well, that's why you can't have your, like, Instagram as public. But I'm like, I've had my Instagram public since I was in college, and I had to have it public for, like, reporting stuff or, like, whatever. So I'm like, at this point, I'm not going to go private. Like, there's just no.
Yeah, I made the decision to go public just to be, like, because.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why.
I mean, it makes more sense for, I think.
To me, I used to be like, I want to know, like, people really want to follow me. Like, I just want the people that really want to follow me, following me. But then it's like, you're just making an extra step, a barrier. Like, if people want to follow you, you should have it open just for them to be able to see it.
I mean, it's a personal preference thing. Like, I don't find the need to be private. That was the only bad experience I've ever had with being public, and it was easily taken care of. But if people, I mean, because my Facebook's pretty, like, locked down, but, like, if people wanted to find other pictures of me, they probably, like, other public facing pictures of me, I'm sure they could find them if they wanted to do that again. So, like, I don't really think, like, going private would already, I mean, like, at this point, they're already out there. So
yeah. Well, why don't we get into some Bachelor news?
Let's do it,
because it's been a big week of Bachelor in Paradise.
Holy cannoli.
I really enjoyed these two episodes this week.
Oh, they were wild.
Where do we start?
So we're on week three, night one.
Night one, okay.
Okay, so the men are giving out roses this week.
Yes.
So that means more girls come in. Jacqueline from Ari's season, big doe eyes, pretty plain looking otherwise.
Yeah.
Comes in.
I like Jacqueline.
I like Jacqueline too. She's kind of different.
I feel like her and Kendall are like very different.
They're both quirky.
Yeah.
They're both like, yeah, no, for real. She comes in. She tries to, like, ask Colton on the date. And, you know, Tia, like, loses her ever-loving mind. Tia, like, on night one of this week, lost her ever-loving mind. She was all like, I don't know what. Yeah. Like, me and Colton are smiling.
She's tripping.
She literally is, like, just like, is God even listening? Is God trying to test me? Like, well, and I'm like, oh my God.
The producers are going in on her.
Like, please calm down.
Yeah.
And so, like, obviously, Colton turns down Jacqueline. Poor Jacqueline.
And she's like just like showing up and stepping in poop.
Yeah, pretty much. She's like, whoop. And then Colton has to go and like console Tia. Like, I'm tired of the Tia and Colton storyline.
I was too, but I'm kind of here for it. I like Colton. He's got me to come around. Tia's more of like the one I'm like
they're both annoying to me. So yeah, Tia is definitely like trying to bully Colton into dating her. Like, she's just so obsessive at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But also, like, Colton isn't very like honest with her with his feelings.
Yeah.
And like easily let
I mean, I guess we'll know at the end of the season if they get engaged. She seemed pretty sure that they were going to get engaged. But they look good together. Like, I think they'd be good together if she wasn't so, like, I feel like Tia's let the show come, like, get into her head.
I'm stealing your
computer. My power?
Yeah, because I need
what? Get your own power. Here, I'll plug you in. But, yeah, so I feel like Tia has gotten in her own head about being, like, the main girl on this show.
I think maybe Raven almost talked that into her because, like, Raven was, like, you know, the main girl.
Yeah, exactly. Time. So, like, I feel like there's, like, pressure on her shoulders to take this continuation.
To be like, only a small town Arkansas folks can be can be the bad.
And to be honest, I hate how all these couples bring up Jaden Tanner so much.
Oh my God. I just want to be the next Jaden Tanner.
It's like, what grown up would ever say that about another?
Oh my God. It's so wild to me. But,
so Kenny had a great week.
Okay,
on
Kenny
that episode.
Fucking killed it.
Yeah. Last episode, we had Venmo John killing it in this
now,
episode.
Okay, so because women are getting desperate because they need a rose.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny already has like this weird connection with Annalise, which I don't get. She's the most desperate of them all.
Yeah.
She's
hanging in there, though.
She's hanging in there hard. You know,
I like Annalise, though.
She's desperate. Yeah. I don't love. Annalise makes me sad because she's like, I have to have a ring on my finger by the end of this, like, kind of deal. And I'm like,
I don't know. All the making out on a show is kind of cringy.
It is. It is kind of bad. I know. So like, Kenny gets it with like, Jacqueline takes him on the date, and like, they have like.
Also, the fact that everybody is already like Kenny's always so sweaty. I'm like, oh gosh, you have to be like, they're all fighting over this sweaty guy.
Sweaty dude. Yeah. No. And then who else does he kiss? He kisses Bibiana, because Bibiana has been spending all of her time in Paradise as a therapist for free for everybody. Like, she needs to be like,
they should make her a bartender.
Yes. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That would be so perfect.
Although I think like Yuki's doing a good job. And,
I feel like the little having Yuki on there is like kind of like slightly racist. Is that just me?
No, I think it's just you.
Using her as like comedic prop, though.
I mean, I just think she's a fan favorite. I mean, you're not gonna not use her because she like doesn't speak English.
Yeah,
and
but, like,
I think
I feel
it's
like
cool.
She's a fan favorite because they used her as a comedic prop before.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're using Wells as a comedic prop too. Like, but I do like how they use them to kind of like wrap up what's going on in the episodes. So it's not like they can, it's like,
so it's kind of
the
like
narration.
The outside part. Yeah, they're like the narrators.
Yeah, like the narrators of the show without having to like, they're like force feeding it, but it's funny because like they'll be like, they're having a triangle and she'll be like,
triangle
love. So Kenny ends up, I really thought he was going to pick Bibby.
Because, I mean, everybody wanted him to pick Bibby because, like, Bibby's a fan fave. But Bibby goes home.
I always think it's really weird. Like, you make out with all these girls and then you send them home. It's like, they never are like, why did I make out with them? Like, no one ever says that. He's like, why did he make out with me? Like, it's just like they just used your ass to make out with you.
Jacqueline, it was her birthday. Like, she blew out.
It wasn't her birthday that day.
They said it was. She blew out that little candle in the car.
No, she was like, my birthday's like in 2 days or something like that, she said, I thought.
I don't remember.
But yeah, that was so freaking lame.
Oh my God. Oh, and at the end, Jordan gives his rose to Jenna, but this is after he like threw a freaking tantrum because producers.
What do you think
just,
of his outfit?
Okay, ridiculous.
Apparently, there was a jacket.
Yeah, it's part of a 3-piece suit of like this weird luau. Like, it's like if a Hawaiian shirt vomited all over a 3-piece suit. That's what he was wearing, and he was just wearing like the vest and the pants.
Yeah,
no shirt, and So the producers are really just love to feed David shit to make trouble in paradise. And so they gave him like this ugly ass giant stuffed animal, which I am a girl that does not like receiving giant stuffed animals. Like, I don't understand the love of giant stuffed animals for like adult women. Weirds me out. Whatever.
But giant, or does it matter? Does the size matter?
I'm just wondering. I feel like giant, like people are always like,
does the size matter?
I don't, I only have like a few stuffed animals, like in my, like even in my possession at this point.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, whatever.
So. I gave a stuffed animal and it, to a girl, and she still has it. And
I know plenty of women like that.
Yeah.
I had a boyfriend who gave me a stuffed animal, and once we broke up, I tore it apart.
Really?
Oh yeah. I love destroying stuff after like relationships end.
Yeah, no, I feel like at this point, like,
cut
you know,
up shirts that guys have given me.
Yeah, at this point, I don't know. I think it just depends on the girl. Some people, yeah, you know, like them. Some people don't.
Yeah,
but
no.
This one was hilarious. He choked it out and threw it into the ocean.
Yeah, so Jordan threw it on the ground because David gave it to Jenna as like a late birthday present. And like Jenna's like, oh my God, this is so cute.
Yeah.
She's like always coked up. And yeah, Jordan lost his mind, and then he also like went and like yelled at some of the other girls that were like trying to like tell him to like calm down, and that was like not the right thing to do, and he yelled at them.
Yeah, not a good move.
And like they're all like, what the hell, like why are you yelling at us? Like he just was like being disrespectful all around. So like
he's going at Chelsea and Jubilee.
Yeah, Jenna was not here for it, but like she accepted his rose and he like tried to apologize.
Was that pretty much
that was night
episode one? All right, so
let's go to night two.
Night two.
So with Jenna, you know, already having Jordan in the doghouse, she's really like second guessing her relationship with Jordan.
Yeah.
And nothing makes her second guess it more like a sweet maple syrupy French Canadian Benoit.
Does Benoit come in first?
He comes in second after Leo.
Leo. Let's talk about Leo because this is interesting. This is interesting stuff.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to keep puking every time we bring up Leo's name.
At first, it was just really interesting to see the girls' reactions to him. Like, Leo is a really good looking guy. He's got some dope hair. And he does
so
come
everyone,
off
like Chelsea very, was like... Chelsea was like losing her damn.
She was like getting wet.
Yeah, she was definitely getting wet. She was like, my body's never had a physical reaction like this to a man ever. I'm like, you have a child. How did that happen?
Like, good point.
Please let me know.
But
the kids. The kids shouldn't love Leo because he's trash.
Yeah. So a little update on Leo. He was from this past season of The Bachelorette with Becca,
which
and
is surprising because he keeps saying how much he loves blonde. So I wonder how Becca's feeling about that as she sips her wine at home watching this season, being like, oh.
Yeah. Good point. So he is, you know, right now under investigation with Universal Studios as a stuntman for
sexual harassment
at the workplace. So this was all going on during the, I don't know if this has hit him yet at this point while he's on
not
the show.
Not when he's on the show, no.
But, like you know, the show is airing now that, like, we do know about this stuff. So they're definitely, you know, being really weird about him and the editing side of it. Like, they focused on him during his point, but after his date, they didn't really show him again. Like, did they, like, kick him off? Like, I was wondering where the hell...
No, because then they showed him, like, sneaking around and making out with people. So it's, like, kind of like he got, like, little... I think...
Who is he making out with?
He made out with Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Just Chelsea, though, right?
Yeah, right now. But I think he goes and, like, makes out with other people, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I saw... I felt really bad for Joe, man.
Oh, my God. Joe the grocer, the love of my life. His response was so funny. So, like, you know,
he's like,
Leo
I really
comes
hope you
in, has a date card, goes around and, like, asks every blonde, you know, about their lives, but pretty much just, like, tells them how he's a stuntman and, like, tries to woo them. And then when he finally, like, gathers a quorum and, like, has everyone around, he's like, Kendall, will you go on this date with me? And Kendall says yes. And Joe's like, what? And, like, then they talk right before they go. And she's like, how are you feeling? He's like, well, you know, not happy. And he's like, he was just like, I hope it rains and you have a terrible time. Like, I mean, like, what else? What else are you going to say? Like, when you're
he
like
says real, it with a smile, but he's so serious.
But he's so, because he's like really into her.
And then
like
they try to kiss and hug. It was so awkward.
It was so awkward and cute.
Yeah. But it's like.
Okay. And then her date with Leo, though, was so extra.
Yeah. I mean, definitely with, like, you know, they bring in Ben.
They did the whole montage, which, so, like, I don't even think they.
Which I think was still, like, kind of like a stab at the last season of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Like,
it was, because it was, like, they, like, the whole. Okay, so they do this whole montage for, like, Jorge is back, and it's for, like, Jorge's, like,
novel.
Romance novel. And, like, so they do, like, you know, they do, like, an reenactment, like, you know, that you're just supposed to be like thinking in your brain kind mm-hmm. of deal, and they show all these different characters, and it's like Amanda as this girl named Veronica, which I was pissed about because she was like played as an airhead, but then like Ari and Lauren are like this couple that's together, and then like Ben Higgins is like with Amanda. And
speaking of Amanda, I feel like Amanda makes like social influencing like the corniest thing ever.
She does. She's like the corniest of it.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
How did
and
she get that?
She's like exploiting her children. Yeah. But anyways, they act it all out. It's really stupid. And like, it's all like pretty much like the one like girl, like Amanda's character getting with Ari's character, and like everybody being upset, like whatever. But it's like just super dramatic. And then it's like Jorge's like, okay, Kendall and Leo, now pose for the cover of my romance novel, and they just make out a lot.
Yeah. That when we're talking about like the grass is always greener type thing, I think this is where
that's
like
definitely what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, Kendall shouldn't.
This
brings me back to an old episode of Boy Meets World I watched.
Oh my god!
All right, so let's set this scenario.
Wait, what's you need the sound effect? Come on.
Which one?
The
oh yeah, okay, the sound effect. Let's go back an episode. Let me paint the picture. So Corey, Topanga, and Sean, and the whole crew.
Who thought of that name?
They all go out to. What's it called? They go to skiing, like a ski resort or something like that, and. What's it called? The first time they go down, Corey breaks his leg.
Oh yeah!
So everyone has to go. Like he has to stay in the lodge and stuff. And he meets this girl in the lodge that works there, and he like kind
of
falls in love with her. And eventually, like it's like a really like 4-episode like story arc in the show and stuff.
Classic.
Where they come
to
back.
To be continued.
Yeah, exactly. And like she writes him a letter, puts it in his jacket. Topanga finds the letter, and now like it's known that they had a kiss like at the cabin and stuff like that.
God.
So Topanga gives him an doesn't really give him an ultimatum. She goes, hey, if you need to explore this, like, go and explore it. I'm letting you, like, go and explore. He was like, okay. So he goes
He's
and explores
like,
it.
Hall pass.
So he goes and explores it. And then he realizes that he's like, I love Topanga. And he goes back to Topanga. He's like, I love you. Like, he's like, I realize it now.
Topanga's like, bitch, you guessed it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, so you needed to, like, go find out that you love me by going and doing this. And then she kind of was like, And like, poof, and that was it. Like Corey, I mean, eventually they get it back together because there's wouldn't be a Girl Meets World if there wasn't for it. But yeah, so pretty much essentially that's what I always think about. It's like, it's like, why do you have to leave a good thing? And that's what I was saying is like, there's always something better. Like, you know, like to go back to that point. Just when are we going to not settle, but be happy with what we have, like when it's good?
When
you know?
It is good, when it's working, and it's like, she's like, well, maybe this is better because he's got long hair and whatever. And like, ugh.
And on the outside, maybe they might seem like they'd be a better match. But, you know, he was like, you know, opposites attract. Like, I really felt for Joe because it was like, he was being the coolest he could be.
My heart was breaking this entire episode during that part.
Yeah, definitely, man.
And everybody's confessionals, everybody else is all like, if anything happens to Joe, I'm going to be so upset.
I was like really into this like episode
too.
So, you know, and then also all of a sudden Leo gets back from the date and his true colors are starting to
show.
It's like, he's
a
creep. He definitely is
a creep. He's a creep and he's like talking to the other girls. And
like there's one thing to be confident, but being like confident to the point where like you, it's like, procedure, like you're like, you're cute, touch them on the arm a little bit, kiss their hand, pull them in and make out with them and stuff. And it's almost
and then like because he made it seem like to Kendall that they were going to be more of a thing. And then he like sees Chelsea in the hot tub and they're talking and like, you know, she's obviously like into him, and she's like, but what about, and like Chelsea being like a total woman, being like, well, what about you and Kendall? Like, this feels weird. I don't want to, like, you guys just came back from a date and like whatever. And he's all like, oh, well, you know, we're just, everybody's just seeing everybody on this island, you know, like it's whatever. And then they start making out and it's like,
Yeah, I mean, he had, that's the right idea if you're like day one person. But if you're coming in there,
if you're coming in and like you're kind of home wrecking, yeah, like you gotta be, you gotta like be a little bit more careful.
Exactly. And then Benoit comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't really talk about the fact that he tried to kiss Kendall like the next morning and then it didn't happen. And he's like, I really want to kiss you. And
she's all like, but yeah, you're out here.
Did she know that he kissed a homegirl by that point?
I think she might have. I feel like the girls talk. I think, I'm trying to remember. The girls talk. Like, I'm pretty sure she did know. She knew at that point. And then, because I think the previews for next episode is, like, showing him more, like...
You want to go to a grocery store, bitch.
Bitch, yeah. Being like, she's like, yeah, because he's nice to me.
Yeah. yeah, he would be horrible. So, yeah, Benoit comes down. I love Benoit. Benoit is the man.
Benoit is so sweet. Mm-hmm. And he is honestly, like, he can't do any wrong. And he is just such a sweet, sweet guy. He comes down. All the girls are falling for his accent.
Yeah.
And he's just such a little cutie pie.
Yeah, they talk about how he was just engaged to Claire, which we saw.
For 5 seconds.
Yeah, we saw that after Bachelor Winter Games. But yeah, he was always like a very big sweetheart coming off the episode. You know, everyone really liked him. And this, it was hard for Jordan because it was kind of like the same thing that just happened. He's like trying to fix things with Jenna, and now this happens, and Jenna, you know, they were trying to fix him up with Crystal, and Crystal was like, Crystal kind of sucks on this show.
Oh my God, Crystal.
She always has to turn around and show her ass or something, like, yeah, every time.
Crystal is just trying to, she does the same thing every time. She always is like, hang on, let me get turn over and get some more sun on my back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time, Crystal, the sun is not even out.
It's like you just want them to check out your ass or something.
Yeah, like, because Leo, I remember she did that with Leo, and then Leo was like, oh, okay. And he's
it
like,
looks like you work out.
And I was like, okay, Leo, you gross out.
But yeah, so it was funny because, like, what's his name was trying to push her on to him. The other Canadian dude.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin. He was like, I don't know what his thing is with her. Like, he loves her, Crystal. He was into Crystal at first, right?
Kevin and Crystal were a thing for a hot second, and then Crystal went off, like, on that date with Kenny, and then was all about Kenny.
Yeah.
And so, like, Kevin's like, whatever, and then now him and Astrid are, like, super tight.
I wonder what's going to happen with that.
I feel like that's going to blow up soon.
You think?
Yeah.
With another guy or another girl?
I don't know.
I think another girl.
It would have to be girls next because guys came this week.
Yeah. So, you know, Benoit and her, and he ends up asking Jenna on a date.
Yeah. And so Jordan's like freaking out. Yeah. He's like, whatever. Like, Benoit's got nothing on me. But like,
he hates
Benoit's
too much.
A sweet guy.
Yeah. He's hating too much. But after all was said and done, Benoit was wearing Jenna's lipstick towards
all
the end
over
of
his face. So
I would be so mad.
Oh my God.
I'd be so mad.
All
I hate lipstick.
I was like, this is like bad lip. I was watching it yesterday and we were like, this is bad lipstick. What are you wearing? Jenna, literally, as we were watching it, my friend Jenna was watching, was like, get a stain, girl. Get a lip stain. What is this?
It's
like,
funny because I was listening to Ashley Eye's podcast. She has another one called I Don't Get It, and she was like talking about how she would even get grossed out at her own lipstick, like, you know, they like, jeez, she'd get grossed out at her own lipstick, and I'm just like, at this point I'm like, why do girls wear it if they're getting grossed out?
Oh,
and guys
lipstick.
Get grossed out, and like, I mean, you, like, she was saying, like, she sees it on a straw or on her cup and she gets grossed out.
Oh, that's my favorite thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's weird.
I love lipstick prints on cups.
Ew. You know, that's one of the most disgusting things to me.
Yeah, well, thank God we are not ever romantically involved. So
yeah, no,
matter.
I mean, like, my mom, when we were kids, like, would, like, be like, let me get a drink, and it would be on there, and forever, I just hated makeup, and I'm obviously not the only one, but, so that, when I saw that, I was like, oh, God, like, I would have just been, like, cringing. I'm like, because I already knew that it would be all over my face, but this thing was all over his face.
All over his face.
So they come back, and you know, Jordan's the only one waiting up for them. And I don't know. I've really thought that Jordan made a good case at the end.
He did. He finally apologized. He's like, honestly, like, I, out of all the people on this show, Jordan, like, he threw a baby tantrum and he was like being ridiculous.
But he immediately apologized.
But he apologized and he was good. Like,
he got backed in a corner. Most people would be like more defensive. Like, Chris would have gotten more defensive.
Like, Chris is defensive and like gross. Leo, as we could, as we know from like actual internet now, Leo is like actual trash. Like, he would like, and we're probably gonna see on next week's episode how he reacts. Like, he's just gonna like, you know, try to fight. Or just like say stuff that's dismissive and condescending and gaslighting to all the women involved. But yeah, I feel like Jordan, like, you know, he was sad. He apologized. He like really, you know, actually,
I don't know. He showed his emotions. Yeah, he was very vulnerable. Like, he was like, the things he was saying were so good. Like, you know, it was as much like he talks shit, as much as he had built up, like, everything he said was perfect. He's like, I really like you. And he's like, you know, there's only one Jenna, and I don't, there's no, not going to be anyone here for me. Like, I could see, like, the reason why I say it was perfect, because he could have easily gone to bed and she could have gone up to Benoit and like, they would have had like a nice little fun night together, like ended it like just them, you know, in the hot tub.
Yeah.
But he, whatever he said got to her. And like, I don't know if they could have had like a rest of their night without her thinking about that. He had me thinking about it. I was like, damn.
Yeah, you're like, damn, Jordan.
Yeah, it's like, how, you need to go to bed and think about this girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, that's a tough decision because, you know, yeah, he messed up. People make mistakes. But
as Hannah Montana once said, everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Everyone has those days.
Yeah. I mean, it's like everything's all, I don't know what that is, but.
Hannah Montana?
Yeah, no. Benoit doesn't, you know, it might seem good in paradise, but Jordan and her might be good in like real world, you know? So, I don't know. I felt for Jordan in that moment. I was like, me damn. Too. And it's hard to feel for someone like that when they're like, you know.
Acting like a baby.
Yeah.
But yeah. Quickly to finish up this one, so they give Colton a date card for no good reason, and then Tia and him, so Tia and him like finally like, you know, came to their senses and like are a thing now, and so he got a date card and they get to go on their first
date. I felt bad because I wanted Joe to get that date card.
Everybody wanted Joe. Colton didn't need it. He already had a date card when he came in, and he took Tia on that date, and like she's like,
we're going on our first, Raven,
and she's like, we're going on this our first real date. I'm like, okay, I guess the first one didn't really count because he like picked you out of like everybody. I'm like, whatever, what was that weekend that you guys spent together when you guys were dating in real life? Whatever. But whatever. They go to this stupid area, and then, you know, Raven and Adam come up, and Raven has a little sit down talk with Tia and pretty much tells her that like she thinks that Colton doesn't actually like her, and that if, you know, if Colton does anything to hurt Tia, she's gonna
cut off his penis.
Cut off his dick so he can never lose his virginity.
Yeah.
Wow. We've missed Raven.
Yeah.
Bold.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I feel like that is something a guy couldn't say about a girl.
Well, I mean, anatomically, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm just saying, like, I'm going to cut off her boobs, like, to, so, you know, she can't do something ever or breastfeed a kid or something. Oh. Yeah, exactly. Like, you wouldn't see a guy saying that about a girl. What makes it okay for a girl to say that about a guy? This is this thing that like V, like, I can't believe you're like thinking about this right now. If some of a guy said that, or a guy said that about a girl, wouldn't you be freaking out?
I mean, yeah.
But it's okay for a girl to say that about a guy?
I mean, I don't think it's okay. It was aggressive.
The way you're saying it is like,
it was aggressive.
Okay.
I mean, it's actually, I mean, like,
I'm just saying, like, think about it. Yeah. Don't just be like, you know, it's aggressive. Think about it. Like, that's, if we're talking about a guy and a girl can say that about a guy, but what if a guy said that? It would come off way worse than a girl saying it.
No, you have a point. I agree.
So, with that being said, like, I mean, she did have a point. His dating record doesn't make it seem like it's good, you know, but I don't know. Colton seems pretty genuine in the moment. Like, there's stuff that Raven hasn't seen that, like, in the back ends of, like, him crying about it and really being emotional and trying to push forward. And
he wasn't crying about Tia. He was crying about Becca.
Well, I mean, that he has real emotions. Like, I mean, the Becca and Tia thing is all related. And, you know, so to me, you know, he wanted to leave. He stayed not to like pursue any other girls, but to pursue Tia. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of like on the side of Tia and Colton on this one. Like, I see where Raven was coming from, but like, there's stuff that Raven hasn't seen, you know, happen.
I agree.
Developed.
She hasn't seen everything. I don't know. I'm just really sick of the Tia and Colton thing.
I feel you.
To me, it just doesn't seem like.
Night one, I was kind of sick of it, but this time I was
I just, from both ends, it doesn't seem like very healthy for either of them to be together. So I don't know. It just, like, based on my own experiences, it doesn't seem like a good idea.
I mean, he made it official, though. They're boyfriend and girlfriend at this point. So that wraps up our Bachelor recap. Next week's going to be oh so good.
It's
I can't wait to see the conclusion of Leo and what happens.
It's going
to
be nuts.
So let's get into our slapper of the week. This week's slapper.
So Sweetener dropped last week.
Yep.
By Ariana Grande, and it is good. I liked it a lot. She has some good. She did a great job. Mm-hmm. I mean, she thinks this is like some of her best work. She's like a 25-year-old, so like.
It probably is.
I'm like, probably is, girl. Yeah. But yeah. So what we got?
Well, so every Friday, I kind of like try to find like new music, not just for a slapper, but like what's gonna be my song of the week.
Yeah.
And but I don't try to force it.
Of course not. They always have to come to you.
Yeah, but when I was listening, this was one that I actually saved, and it wasn't because like I'm like, this is gonna be a slapper, but I was like,
it's
this
just
could
a
be
good vibe. Yeah, it's a perfect vibe.
So Ariana Grande, Breathing. We'll just get right into it. I'm just gonna play it right now, and let's go.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper.
Called
Breathing.
Things just take way too much of my energy.
It's hard for me to breathe right now because I'm sick.
But. This was I made that joke before we started, so let it be known.
I can so overcomplicate. People tell me to medicate.
Let's go!
Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing.
Yeah.
Keep on breathing. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing.
I don't know, this is like just such a good vibe. Like it's
good
like
vibe.
A lot of shit's
when
happening.
It drops. 3, 2, 1,
it's hard to find my way up into the clouds. Up, they can be so loud. You remind me of a time.
What are you doing
with your hands? I don't know what to do with them right now.
Your face. My blood running in sweat. The sky's falling. I don't know if this shit's fabricated. Time, and I can't control my mind. Don't know what else to try, but you tell me. Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. No, I gotta keep.
She's so good. Her voice is so strong.
Just keep breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. No, I gotta keep. I keep on breathing.
Yeah, yo, I honestly
it's a good, that is like, I like that message. It's like, especially I feel like we've both been under a lot of stress with a lot of different things. You're sick, whatever.
I gotta keep breathing.
You gotta keep breathing that vaporub.
Vaporub.
Vaporub. But yeah.
That sounds like a song like that would like push me to go forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, just keep breathing. It's gonna
I
be
wonder
fine.
If it will have a good like little dance remix. It'd be a good running song.
Yeah, right. a lot of puns in that.
Up the BPM, but
just keep breathing. Yeah. So, we're really excited about next week's Bachelor in Paradise. A crazy week when it comes to pop culture and stuff. Sorry, I'm a little sick this week, so my enthusiasm is a little not at the highest.
I hope
it's been.
You feel better soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was literally sleeping.
I don't like a sicky baby.
I know.
Sigh.
I know. I know. I just got to keep pushing, keep breathing.
Keep breathing.
And This hopefully I'm done, and we have some stories out of the weekend. Maybe we get to hang out or something.
I'm gone this weekend.
Not that many. So. Right, where are you going?
Hilton Head.
What is that?
Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
Mm-mm.
It's like the beach.
Never heard of it.
Oh my God, how have you never heard of it?
Where are you going by yourself?
No.
Who?
With Taylor Marie Knipp and her boyfriend Ray.
Nice. That sounds fun. Yeah. Well, sure, we'll see some beach pics and beach LaCroix pics. And all that out there.
All that LaCroix.
You know what I really got into these days is that drink. What is it? It's like the seltzer drinks that have alcohol in it.
Oh, like White Claws.
White Claws, yes. Dude. Those are my new drinks.
Those are good. Those are perfect, like beach cider by the pool too, because you know how beer kind of makes you bloaty.
Yeah.
They don't make you bloaty.
Yeah. So I've been drinking a lot of White Claws.
I've been drinking.
They're expensive, but I really like them. They're delicious. But so
let me do my shout out.
Yeah. What do you got? What you got?
So I wanted to shout out my best friend Ian Strada.
What up?
We have what we call like it's National V and Ian Day, so it's like the day that we became friends, and it was our sixth National V and Ian Day.
Oh, cool.
This past weekend.
Nice.
And then I also wanted to shout out our pal Jean V.
Okay.
Because she's been catching up on a lot of our episodes.
Really? Like, yes. Oh my God, I love Jean V.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's like, it's so funny because I'm listening to some of these older ones, and it's like weird talking to you and then hearing your voice and whatever. I'm like, oh, you're so cute.
She did tell me she was listening to him.
Yeah.
She's my fave.
I love her.
And then why don't we give a shout out to the Descartes Pod?
Yeah. So let's shout out Descartes Pod.
Descartes Pod, what's up?
At Descartes Pod. You should definitely check them out. And they just like,
they got a podcast.
Yeah. They do, you know, Bachelor podcast stuff. They just expose some like shit that Leo was saying to them. Like Leo slid into their DMs after they posted something on their story about.
Yeah. I don't want to get too much into it. Go check out their stuff.
Go check out their post because like it totally like it, he is like just crazy.
But they're stacking up to be our best friends as far as it comes to Bachelor podcast. Yeah. So shout them out.
On the IG, so
really
pals.
Appreciate the love. And if you guys want to hear a shout out, if you guys want to get some feedback or whatever, make sure continue to subscribe, rate, review us, hitting us up on Instagram.
Give us 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars. Yeah, you want stickers? Let us know. We got them. I'm plastering them all over the city.
Me too.
Okay, guys. Well, we'll see you next week with episode 23 of the podcast.
Today was 22.
22,
feeling
man.
22.
Yep. V has a song for everything.
It feels like one of those nights.
Okay. Jeez. Trying to end on a good note here.
Oh, jeez.
Fatality.
Oh, all
right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. My name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And we love you. Deuces. Future Bachelor.
Bye.
Out.
Future Bachelor Podcast.